All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Amanda says you can't drive around with a loaded shotgun. This is true. I found that out on my own. I didn't get pulled over, but I had my shotgun in my trunk. Not my trunk, in my truck. And I mentioned that, and Nick said, yeah, that's a felony. You can't do that. I said, fuck you. I got a pistol license. He goes, it doesn't matter. So now I know. That was so embarrassing. My God. Well, anyway, these two wanted a new trial. Judge said no, despite finding that the prosecutors had committed a violation by failing to disclose agreements with two important witnesses. So essentially it would have resulted in new trial because of a technicality. The judge says, setting aside the involuntary manslaughter convictions of these two and starting over would be too severe. The court would effectively be ignoring the impact of dozens of hours of testimony, postulating a basis for the jury verdict, dismissing a plethora of other evidence suggesting guilt, and impermissibly speculating about what might have happened. That sounds like a good judge to me. They're in the joint for 10 years. The Crumbleys didn't know their son had planned to commit a mass shooting at Oxford High School in 2021. Okay. Yes, that's probably true. But the fact that he seemed fucked up, all right? This was a not normal kid. No friends, bullied, in the house all day, no athletics, nothing at all. If you have a kid who's bullied, doesn't bathe, plays video games, no athletics, stays in the house all the time. Now, any one of those factors on their own is probably not going to cause a kid to be a school shooter. But this one was. Because all of the factors. This kid had all of them. And then he had parents who turned a blind eye. They didn't pay attention to how fucked up this kid is. They turned a blind eye all the way up to the day in where the kid drew the macabre drawing of the gun, blood, dark messages, all that other shit. All right, so that's pretty much that. I remember a couple weeks ago we talked about how a judge ruled that the school could not be sued in civil court over all this, which is remarkable. I still can't believe that happened. This whole case has been so bizarre. All right. Our good pal Chris D sent along some things that we need to pay attention to. Let's laugh with Tom Segura. Some people call Tom Segura Tom Segura. But it's definitely Tom Segura. I'm reasonably sure that in this video clip, Tom is doing his show with his wife. Someone may be able to confirm that for us. But anyway, this clip is about a minute long, and it's titled Men and Women Are Built Differently. Yes, this is Tom's wife. These two are adorable. I love these two so much.
Would you tell me if I got, like, really fat or...
You guys are not... You're not built like us. Guys can say to each other, and guys are like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I gotta get my shit together. And women are just weak. So you say something...
I'm gonna start that over because women didn't have the video showing...
Would you tell me if I got, like, really fat or...
You guys are not... You're not built like us. Guys can say to each other, and guys are like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I gotta get my shit together. And women are just weak. So You say something. Women are fragile. And here's the honest, they're also, you're,
Stupid.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of truth to that. Women are,
oh my God.
Women are weaker and dumber than men.
Weaker and dumb or emotionally intelligent?
No, no. Women, in a lot of ways, you could just say women are pathetic. And so when you have to speak honestly, you have to talk to a woman like you would a child. Hey, do you know sugar and a lot of carbs, they actually aren't that good for you. Unless you're going to expend a lot of energy, I think I might get into some tuna. You know, something like that.
I hate you so much.
But it's not your fault. It's really just being a woman.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Follow Masculine Craze for more relationship advice and tip.
Okay. Seeing how Tom Segura does what he does is always great. But how she lets that unfold is outstanding. Listening to him and reacting, not really getting into his way, just letting him do his thing and laughing is outstanding. Very, very funny. Every bit of that, everything he said was funny, and everything she said in reacting to it was funny. And the way he committed to it as well, that is excellent. That is fucking great. Those are masters at what they do. Alan says you and Pooh Bear should do that. The suggestion being that Easy and Pooh Bear do a show. Wow. Yeah, maybe there's something there. I don't know. It's possible. It's possible. A Sunday Scaries show would be fun. Once a month. I don't understand the name, Sunday Scaries. That's the term that you'd say when, like, the weekend's ending and you're getting ready to go back to work. A once a month show. I don't want to say, because if I say, then it won't happen. But I don't know if I want to be in the boat of just turn on the microphone and just talk and hope that something happens. There has to be a premise. I only want to do one show where I just throw open the mic and talk like an asshole. Let me stew on that. No offense, Stu. By the way, Stu lost his Facebook page. It got nuked. He still has his personal page. Piano Fingerbanger says, get her on the line. We need her thoughts on this. All right, I'm going to try. Because it was a while ago that she left. She should be where she was going. Queen of the floor.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
It's me.
Hello.
I wanted to, first of all, how's Cece doing?
She's very happy.
Because you're there.
Yeah.
Jackie's
dog.
She's
so excited.
So what about if we did a podcast?
Who, you and I?
Yeah.
When?
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I still don't even know what it would be about.
But, have people been suggesting that?
Well, I just played a clip of a very funny comic, Tom Segura, and his wife. I think his wife is a comedian, too. I'm not even sure. But they've got this dynamic that's hilarious. And people have suggested that that type of vibe could be something that we are able to do together.
Yeah, that would be fun. We should do that.
Okay. I'm not committing yet. I'm just bringing it up.
Okay. We'll think about it.
Also, I got an email from this dude in Nashville.
Yeah.
And his subject line is, EZ, I think my girlfriend wants to take you to Pound Town.
Oh, my God. Well,
it says, my girlfriend walks in the room and says, who's the silver fox? I give her the cliff notes on who you are. I then mention that you're married to the queen of the forest. Girlfriend says, what does she look like? This guy says, short, feisty redhead with big cans.
Oh, my God.
To which she replies, and I quote, great, she can join too.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Then it says, at this point, I'm not entirely sure if she's kidding or serious, but I'd say there's a decent, solid chance she wants a one-way ticket to Swingersville, and you're both invited.
No, thanks. I'll pass. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said. I said, first of all, I'm a huge disappointment. Okay? So, but that's flattering, but it's also, what do you think? Is that weird?
Yes.
Do you know anybody who does that? I don't know anybody who does that.
I don't think so. I don't know.
What?
I do not know anybody who does that. I thought we used to, but I don't think we do anymore.
Yeah?
For some reason.
What? Give me some initials.
I don't know. I don't know the names even. I don't remember, but I just remember having like a, not like a friendship, but like we had, like, they were just like, what do you call it?
Like a free spirit?
No, yeah. Well, we just knew them, like, but not well.
And it was rumored that they were into, like, swingers?
Yeah.
Wow. And you don't know who these people are, or you're just not telling me?
No, I seriously do not recall now. But I feel like it wasn't here in Michigan. It was, like, either in New Jersey or Tennessee, but I can't remember.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's all blur to me. Oh, my God.
I know.
I don't remember what the fuck I had for lunch yesterday.
You know it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, think about that. We'll come up with some good content, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll figure something out. I'm still not committing. I'm still not committing to it, though.
Okay. Whatever you want. You just let me know.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
There you go. Pooh Bear. I think she's a little disgusted by that. That's not really her thing. David says, great idea to Alan. Nick in the arena says, I knew someone, LOL. That is one of, hands down, the most what the fuck moments I have ever heard. Nick's sweet mom and dad were into group sex and swinging. Occasionally, Nick would visit to the family where this activity would, that this would happen with. And they had kids. And so quite often the parents would say, yeah, here's some money. Go to the arcade. We're just going to hang out. And then that's when it would go down. And they didn't know. But then, this is a teenage boy, and these are teenage girls. And they don't know what the fuck's going on, really. The mom and dad say, hey, family meeting time. And you got the one husband, wife, and then Nick's mom and dad, and then Nick, and then the kids of these other family. They're all there. You know, all they want to do is go out and play. They go, big announcement. We're all having sex together. Like, they announced it. Why? Why the fuck would you do that? That is one of the single-handedly most desperately awful things that you could ever do to a kid. You know, it just dawned on me. I don't know if it was last week or it was 2 weeks ago when we did the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And there was like a woman in the background. I think it was your mom. I think you said it was your mom. Is that the mom? Or is this like, did your dad have a stepmom? Or did you have a stepmom? Was your dad was that mom? I wish I would have thought that, because I would have yelled out something about group sex and being a swinger. Jesus, fuck. You're lucky you didn't become a school shooter from that type of trauma. I mean, that's legit trauma. What the fuck were they thinking? Let's go tell the kids? Why? You don't have family meeting. Okay. Family meetings could be about I'm dying, or the dog died, or we're going to Disney World, or we won the lottery. Not, hey, gather around, family meeting. Mom and dad are into group sex. What the fuck? Nick says that was her. Okay. I think I've asked you this before, if it's ever, because I know that the phase eventually did come to an end. All right. Was there ever any follow-up? Was there ever any more discussion? The fact that your mom and dad said, all right, family meeting time, they had to agree to tip everybody off about this. Like, everybody had to sign off on the whole deal about telling the children, the school-age children, about the orgy. Oh, my God. Fuck. There are parents that do crack with their kids. I would say that that is a more acceptable parental decision than telling your kids about the orgy. That the orgies that they're having, that's the absolute worst. If parents said, hey, sit down. When we come over and get together and you guys are out at the store, the arcade, we're smoking crack. That would be a more appropriate thing to tell the kids than, yeah, while you're out, dad is licking her asshole. God damn. I mean, you never forget that. That is like walking in on your mom and dad porking times about 1,000. You don't even need to see the group sex that's happening. It's just in your brain. And then when that meeting concludes, I mean, what is it? All right, well, that's all we got to say. Who wants to play Twister? Or, why don't you, and with that in mind, why don't you guys run off and go shoot off some fireworks, and mom's going to eat his jizz. Those assholes. God damn it. I might have already said this, but Nick says, yeah, that definitely was her. Dan says, what if the kids then said, yeah, we know, so are we, LOL. Have I mentioned to you, ladies and gentlemen, that on Tuesday of next week, the Michigan Rangers soccer team of the NPSL will be taking on the Wisconsin butt plugs at a game at Davenport Football Stadium. That's right. And you can be there. Click the link in the show notes of this podcast, and you can be there to see the Rangers and the butt plugs. 7 p.m. kickoff. You can buy tickets in advance, or you can buy them at the gate. They are dramatically underpriced for the world's top soccer league. $12 a ticket. There was discussion yesterday I saw on the ESPN app that Messi wanted to play for the Michigan Rangers. And team general manager Chris Denham said, "You're too old. These are the best players. We don't want scraps. We want young, aggressive talent. They're the only ones that can play in the NPSL. Man Bun Chris says he's excited for the PA announcers Wisconsin trivia. That's right. I will be there. It'll be myself, Man Bun Chris, Colton, and this cutie patootie little British pixie. What the fuck is her name again? She's got this little doll voice. And she like works the ticket gate. And she comes in and goes, "Oi, hello, 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 everybody, hello, mate." I don't know, she sounds like a little leprechaun to me. And she's cute as a button. I love her to death. Natalie, that's Natalie, is just an angel. Man Bun Chris says, "Mbappe and Messi have reached out, and I'm like, the guys need you to stop. Just quit it." When you go there, there's a good chance that I will shout you out. So make sure you let me know. Just scream up to the press box. "Hey, EZ, we're here." And then now you cannot get into the press box. If you try to get in there, security will shoot you. And they'll throw you off the back of the grandstand. That happened to that guy that I thought was Colton. When I said, "Hey, Coltron," and it wasn't even him. Anyway, also team coach, head coach, that would be Stuart Belfast. His better half, the lovely Kelly, Kelly, will be there. She will drop by and say hello, no doubt, with her kids. She'll probably fanboy about your old pal EZ. I don't blame her. Happens all the time. Quietly becoming my favorite thing to do, the West Michigan Rangers soccer games. I almost said hockey. I pretty much did say hockey. No, I prefer soccer over hockey 10 out of 10 times because I'm not frozen. I'm not cold. Chris from Buffalo is here joining us late, I believe. Thank you, pal. Glad you're here. Let's get into something else. I'm going to show you a clip from the Tigers game the other day. You'll see a woman walk into the shot behind the bat, behind home plate. See this? It says priority, innovate, and operate. Fans are in the stands. You're going to see a lady come walking out with two beers. She is a pal of Charity Scam Mike. I've met her. What the fuck is her name again? All right, hang on a second. Okay, it's Mario's ex-wife, Paula. So Charity Scam Mike, his best buddy is Mario. He used to be married to Paula. So I go and hang out with Charity Scam Mike, and Mario would be there with Paula. They're no longer together. I wonder if the reason why they're not together is because she couldn't keep her balance. This is from the TV broadcast.
It's the breaking ball down and in.
Watch it. Oh, no. Oh, Paula.
12th overall selection 3 years ago.
Down she goes.
Big league draft for the Tigers.
All right, now her foot is broken. Her ankle is broke. She had the two beers, and you'll see the right roll off of the step like that. Ooh, and then she hits her head, and beers go flying off. Oh, fuck. This is bad. Mike writes, 1.4 million views plus the one on her head. Poor thing. I feel horrible for her. She broke her foot, too. When you Google it, guys have actually put music to it. I can probably line up an interview for you. No, I don't want to interview her. I mean, we saw what we needed to see. I want to interview you. I tried to get Charity Scam Mike on yesterday, but I wasn't successful. I'll try to bring him in right now. He's very, very busy sleeping. David says, how old lady of her? I think she's about my age.
You've reached Mike.
All right. Ding Dong is not picking up. He continues to make a stellar recovery from the gallbladder stones that were affecting him. Rebecca says, oh shit, it looks like something I would do. More baseball. The bat boy, or I should say the ball boy, for the New York Mets. He goes to shag the ball after it's in foul territory. And he loses his balance and he face plants. So they made the least athletic kid in the history of baseball be the ball boy. Now, this is why you try not to let fat kids do shit, because they end up embarrassing themselves and then everybody makes fun of them. And that happened right here in this clip that I'm about to share with you. Now, when they played it on TV, they ended up getting out of it before you actually see him hit the ground. But you know what's happening.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
There's no sound to this video. So, all right, fat kid. Oh, that down he goes. He has no chance at this. And then he fucking falls. Holy shit, is that great. This is like Hamilton Porter being a ball boy. Following the unfortunate moment, Mets game day host Mike Gemello reported some good news. That the Mets closer, Edwin Diaz, apparently checked on the ball boy after his slip-up to make sure he was okay and in good spirits. I can report that after the next half inning, Edwin Diaz came out from the bullpen to check on and laugh a lot with the ball boy here. So there you go. I wonder if the kid, he probably was crying uncontrollably at that trauma. You know, this is Gen Z or whatever the heck the next generation is. And easily the weakest bunch of people that have ever walked the face of the earth. So with that in mind, that kid was probably completely distraught, ruined, and probably going to attempt to shoot up the school had it not been for the intervention of Edwin Diaz, a closer, to approach the ball boy and ask him if he's okay. Now, if you or I did that when we were growing up, you know, somebody would pull our hair and tell us to get the hell out of here. And it made us better human beings because of it. I have another clip that Chris D sent my way that I'd like to play for you. Chris says, I hear a great beat up coming. Now, from what I'm understanding here, this young lady has a ton of debt. I'm not sure why she's eating an Egg McMuffin and then drinking a Starbucks during it. Perhaps it's to illustrate that she spends her money foolishly. And it's kind of like, I don't know. She's talking about how she's massively in debt and she has made the conscientious decision that she is not going to pay the debt off. She is just, no matter what. And I don't know if it's student loan debt, credit card debt, or what, but this is what she had to say.
I'm 23 years old and I'm in $300,000 of debt. And no.
Okay, so after every sentence, she takes a bite of the sandwich.
No, I don't plan to pay it. It used to really bother me, but I'm done letting it bother me. And before anybody says I'm lazy or to get a job, I have a job. I work 40 hours a week.
Okay. A lot of times people will work 40 hours a week and they think, that's enough. That's all I can possibly work. I can't work any more than that.
Not to mention I work in healthcare, so I'm also saving lives.
Okay, so she feels entitled. I'm working in healthcare, so I should be allowed to just not pay off my debt.
If a debt collector calls me, they're getting blocked.
Uh-oh.
Because seriously, why would you give that much money to a 23-year-old? It's not my fault.
This has got to be fake. It's got to be just a troll, right? Like, no one really believes this. No one would actually say this out loud, right? Or would they?
I am literally just a girl. I'm making this video to help other people in debt feel less alone. It can be really depressing and it can really ruin your life, but it doesn't have to. Money isn't real and it never has been. I don't believe I should pay it back because, well, look at the state of the world right now.
Oh, okay. So first of all, she's saying I'm justified because I'm in healthcare and then the world's fucked, in my opinion. So, I don't have to pay my debt.
If you're in a similar situation, I want you to know that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And just because you're in debt doesn't mean your life has to stop. The debt is all in your mind. That's what I'm telling myself, at least. Bye.
Okay. That's what this sweet little thing is up to here. Piano Finger Banger says, hold up, if she's only 23, there's no way she's old enough to have gone through med school. Well, fortunately, you'd be surprised. That's a four-year education. That's a inexpensive four-year education there. Yeah, Madison's in for, oh, God. Yeah, I think she was, let's see, 20, between 40 and 50 a year at the college she went to. Ballpark, maybe a bit more. I would say 50 to 55 a year is what it was for a year of school. So, in medical school, like, I have a loved one, extended family member, he's a dermatologist. He's making $500,000-$600,000 a year right now. He's a physician, and he owed north of $1 million. Rebecca says she didn't say she was a doctor. Jeremy says my favorite thing about Rebecca is she doesn't chew into a microphone while she's trying to maintain a conversation. Yeah, I don't know the significance of that. Donut Dan says, I can't wait till they take her to court and play this. She is screwed. Probably $275,000 of it was from a dumbass university that she got a shit degree from. Well, now, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's just assume that that is student loan debt. And I think any kind of debt, if there is a legal judgment against you, like if you decide not to pay, that can your wages can be just taken from you. I think it's called garnishment. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's horrendous. She might just be fucking faking it. I don't know, but I don't think so. I want to believe that that's the way some people think. $300,000 is a lot of money. But there's no way she can't pay that off in 15 years. Let's do some easy math. If she worked at Bosco's Pub, and she put in 20 hours a week at Bosco's in addition to her regular job. That is $360 a week times 52. That's $18,720. Let's just say she's paying off $500 a month, typically. Okay, so that's the $6,000 that she was paying off the student loan. $18 an hour times 20 hours a week at 360 times 52. That's another $18,720. That means you're denting away at the debt at $24,720. Let's just say it's $25,000. This is all ease of math because I'm not accounting for taxes and shit like that, but whatever. My point is I'm giving you a scenario where you absolutely could pay it off. Sure. Just work. 20 hours a week in addition to the 40. That's easy. You could work two short shifts for a dinner service during the week and then work on the weekend. You'll hit 20 hours, no problem. $300,000 divided by $25,000 is 12 years. 12 short years, you could be debt-free. And then when you are debt-free, you were paying off the debt. Now you've got $25,000 extra dollars to play with every year, which you can save and probably retire wealthy if you stick with it, you stupid whore. What the fuck is wrong with you? Piano Fingerbanger says, on the one hand, if she agreed to take out those kind of loans, she should not be upset that she has to pay them back. On the other hand, the cost of education in the U.S. is absolutely absurd. I don't know. I guess. Look, all I know is this. Professors got to make money. Buildings have to be built. Grass at the school needs to be cut. Renovations need to take place on the existing buildings. This all costs money. And it's a for-profit. Not all of them, but some of them. David says, how can she take out a loan and then be surprised that she has to pay it back? Josh says, I need the link to that video. Well, guess what? You head over to the audio podcast when this show is done, and I will have that link for you in the show notes. That's how we roll here on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Outstanding. All right. I have one more thing to get to. But before I do, I want to mention that there's racing this weekend at Berlin Raceway. The ARCA drivers will be there. You have to 11:59 p.m. tomorrow to get tickets for $20. Get your tickets online at berlinraceway.com. Parking is free. 15 and under is free at Berlin. Bring in a bag with all your snacks or a cooler, 12 by 18 or smaller, no glass, no alcohol. Always a great time at Berlin Raceway. Pooh Bear went there over to the bar that they have under the grandstand, and she got some type of slushy for like $6 with vodka in it. And the guy said, "You want the extra shot for just $3 more?" And she goes, "Uh-huh." And so he put another shot in there. $9 for a great drink. That's fucking dirt cheap. The beer is cold. The beer is cheap. The women are hot. The cars are fast. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. Speaking of Berlin, Adam Kasari will be back racing before too long. He is the driver of the number 9K limited late model kids food basket Eric Zane Show podcast car. Adam is a realtor by day. You can reach out to him at 616-914-4061 if you are selling your home or you want to buy one. He'll help you every step of the way. 616-914-4061. If you need a dumpster, Dumpaholics is who you call. Dumpaholics, dumpaholics.com. You can call as well, 616-375-9962. Dumpsters in West Michigan from Dumpaholics, formerly Dumpster Divers. They also do junk removal. Perhaps you're doing a renovation. They'll rip all the old shit out for you and throw it away. Finally today, Kuiper Tree Care. If you need tree removal, stump grinding, tree pruning, tree risk assessment with their certified arborist or storm cleanup, you can reach out to Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Call them at 616-828-8225. Call or text 616-828-8225. This one came into me with the headline, thrown off a roof. And it has to do with the comment that was made about my beloved daughter, Madison. Nick made the joke because she's, you know, really supportive of Palestine and the Palestinians. And Nick said if she went there, they'd throw her off a roof because she's gay. And I fired that one off, and it did not go well. I said, hey, by the way, concerning Palestine, you know that if you went there, they'd throw you off a roof because you're gay? Oh, this was not a good call. She was very annoyed that I said that. And she started to bark quickly about this whole thing. And it doesn't make it right that they're killing all the babies and they're killing the aid workers. I go, well, the aid workers didn't get killed. And she said, well, it was Greta Thunberg and all the people that brought the aid. But they showed up in a boat, all right, and the boat wasn't allowed to deliver the aid. They deported Thunberg. The Israelis stopped the boat. And said, hold on, you're not doing that. And they had, like, not a lot of aid on the boat to begin with. So a lot of people think it was just a publicity stunt. But anyway, the aid didn't get through, and she's like, well, yeah, they everybody's dead. I go, I don't think they are. They weren't killed. They were removed from the vessel, and they were sent home. But there was a story that just broke, New York Times article, and it's everywhere right now. A lot of people are talking about it. Yesterday, this story broke that there were workers killed on an aid boat. So the aid boat, actually it was a bus. It was a bus full of aid, and five of the people that were providing the aid were actually Palestinians. And they were murdered by Hamas. So this is, I would have to say, hey, honey, I want you to read this. What's going on here? And approach it that way. But yeah, that actually happened. The aid group, which it has been supported by Israel and the United States, said that last night a bus carrying some of its Palestinian workers was attacked by Hamas. So it's Palestinian on Palestinian crime, leaving at least five people dead and others injured. At the time of the attack, the bus was carrying about two dozen of the group's workers and was en route to an aid distribution site in southern Gaza. According to a statement from the group known as the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, some of the workers may have been taken hostage, it said, adding that it was still gathering information. We condemn this heinous and deliberate attack on the strongest possible terms, said the foundation. Now, if you were to search this out, like on X or whatever, people are posting links to the story, to this exact article, and it says no word from Greta Thunberg. Like they're not commenting. And so that's interesting, too. Those were aid workers, humanitarians, fathers, brothers, sons, and friends who were risking their lives to help others. The New York Times could not independently verify the attack. Hamas did not comment on the accusation that it had attacked workers from the group, and the Israeli military did not immediately respond as well. The foundation says it held the militant group fully responsible for the deaths of dedicated workers who've been distributing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people. The group called on the international community to condemn Hamas for the attack. Tonight, the world must see this for what it is, an attack on humanity. The aid organization has repeatedly criticized Hamas, saying that for days it had openly threatened workers and civilians. Now, I know what people are going to say here. They're going to say, well, this is all fake. It either didn't happen, or if it did, we're not getting the truth. You will get supporters of Hamas or supporters of the Palestinians saying that, yeah, this is all a ruse. This is propaganda to be able to sway support for those people. And I guess that's a fair argument considering what they're up against. But this after the latest thing where I said, hey, you'd get flung off a roof if you went there. That did not break well for me. If I send this to her, it's probably going to result in anger. She might kick my ass. I got to wait when I do this. I can't like introduce her to these types of things like late in the day when she's tired. If I do it early in the day, I might have a fighting chance. If I just say, hey, check out this article. What do you think about this? O'Neill is having a dream right now. Listen to this. It's been a while since he did this. Oh, my God. All over the place right now. I think he's done having the dream. Nick says they don't like being called on their hypocrisy. Quote, I'm a radical feminist who sticks up for the cultures that treat women like slaves. Okay, I gotcha. Dan says, yeah, she is complete grifting, autistic, pampered dipshit. Wait a minute. You can't, like, criticize Greta Thunberg and like attacking her because she has autism, Dan. The fuck? My grandson has autism. The fuck? Dan says Greta also faked being handcuffed when she saw reporters after her boat was stopped by the Israeli army. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say. Cole suggests that they throw Greta Thunberg off a roof. You guys are really angry at her. And I don't see it. I don't understand why. I mean, I think she kind of just wants good things to happen for the world. Is there something? Why is that so bad? Talking about debt, Clown of Carnage says it's the interest. I graduated with $122,000 20 years ago. I've paid a minimum of $750 a month that entire time. I still owe $60,000. I've paid over what I borrowed, but will end up paying more than double what I borrowed. It's insane. Yeah, you can't pay the minimum. Donut Dan trying to fix what he has broke with the autism crack. Says most autistic people are geniuses, but she is not. What the fuck? All right. Well, anyway, I might have to shoot that one over and just to get the reaction to see what she thinks about this. I'm not saying Greta Thunberg is not grifting anybody. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. I don't know. But you can't call her an autistic, pampered dipshit. Bob says she's not autistic, just retarded. All right, now that's way out of bounds, in my opinion. Piano Finger Banger, whose girlfriend wants to take me to Pound Town, says, I don't think you know how autism works, LOL. Piano Finger Banger, I need to see what your beloved girlfriend looks like. Because if you send me an image and she's wearing a muumuu and weighs 500 pounds, I'm going to barf. But if she's cute, then I'm going to sit up even taller in my chair, knowing that someone who is however much younger than I am wants to take me to Pound Town. I would love to see that, you know, because first of all, if I'm told that somebody wants to take me to Pound Town, I'm like, that's very flattering. Who wouldn't love that? But if she's butt ugly, well, fuck that shit. But if she's super cute, hey, that is going to affect my ego in ways, seriously. I might even pound my pud to that. Piano Finger Banger says, wait, I have a girlfriend? Wait a minute, wasn't it you? That's what you told me on the email. Or maybe you're just pulling my leg on the whole thing. That could be. That'd be a fun troll. Plot twist. I was kidding the whole goddamn time, EZ, to give you something to talk about. I don't know. Asshole of the day is moments away, like right now, in fact. Yesterday, the asshole of the day was Gretchen Whitmer. Who is it going to be today? I think I know who it is. When he is not creating amazing, fun gravel road races, he's attacking autistic people. Donut Dan, at the buzzer, is your asshole of the day. Congratulations to you, Dan. I don't know if you've ever had one of these before. Don't forget, Dirty Donut, June 21. That is my time on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Dan says that is his first asshole of the day ever. Congrats to you. Outstanding work. Yeah, I can't let that slide. That is the first. Congrats. That is going to do it for the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll talk to you on the Patreon a little later on. Brandis is here. We hadn't heard from her in a while. She says, oh, no, I missed the whole show. Oops. Maybe see you tomorrow. Please do. Please do. Don't be a stranger. Talk to you, folks. Bye-bye.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.